It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Rank-and-file lawmakers frustrated by slow progress and finger-pointing are offering their own solution to Illinois' multi-billion dollar pension crisis. The proposal would reduce cost of living increases for retirees and require workers to contribute more to their retirement. Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago is one of a dozen House members to back the plan.
This coalition of rank-and-file members includes many like me who have been strong allies of organized labor, but are also concerned about the painful cuts we've made to state services. All of us agree that we cannot sit by and hope for a better answer to come along. The reality of our fiscal situation demands that we step up to the plate with new ideas.
According to the proposal, younger employees would have to work longer, and some costs for teacher pensions would shift to school districts. But some critics worry the cost shift will lead to a hike in local property taxes. Supporters hope the proposal will give lawmakers a fresh start when they return to Springfield in January. Illinois Senate President John Cullerton is concerned the new plan may be unconstitutional. Cullerton says the plan appears to impose unilateral cuts to benefits which he believes the Illinois Constitution prohibits. Representative Elaine Nekritz is one of the proposal's authors, and she says it remains to be seen how the Supreme Court would rule. Nekritz also says a new provision to guarantee Illinois will meet its funding obligations may sway justices. Cullerton says he'll take a closer look. A measure to allow undocumented immigrants in Illinois to obtain driver's licenses advanced yesterday in the state Senate. Activists say there are roughly 250,000 people who would be impacted. Democratic State Senator Mike Ferrix of Champaign backed the proposal.
I had a lot of conversations with people from my district, with people in law enforcement, with people in the insurance industry. And they basically convinced me that this is something that will improve safety on our roads and will also be able to bring down auto insurance rates.
Anyone who gets the driver's license would have to purchase auto insurance. The legislation, which has bipartisan support, must now be considered in the Illinois House. The Illinois Commerce Commission has agreed to let Commonwealth Edison delay the rollout of so-called smart meters. The ICC voted today to grant the company's request for a delay, but will revisit the issue in April. The devices record electricity consumption in greater detail than older meters. They'll be installed on homes in ComEd's service area as part of a program to modernize the electrical grid to prevent outages and help consumers save money. ComEd wants to delay installation until 2015 after the ICC in October reduced the amount of funding the utility expected to receive for the upgrade. The utility and ICC disagree on 12 technical items for which ComEd wants to recover its costs, amounting to millions of dollars per year for the company. The city of Champaign could hire from within to replace retiring city manager Steve Carter. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert is here with more.
In a press release this morning, the city indicated it's negotiating a contract with Assistant City Manager Dorothy David and will suspend its search to replace Carter pending the outcome of those discussions. The Champaign City Council made its decision in a closed session following last night's meeting. David is the lone internal candidate. The city opened the process for those working with the city to apply for the city manager's job last week. David has been with the city of Champaign since 1994. She was Neighborhood Services Director for 13 years before taking her current job in 2007. In early October, Steve Carter announced his plans to retire at the end of March after having worked for the city 27 years. The city hopes to have a new city manager in place by February 15th. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
All right, thank you, Jeff. One of the heads at the Champaign Fire Department says the purchase of three new trucks means better equipment for the frontline and reserve vehicles. The city council last night signed off on the purchase of the pumper trucks for nearly $1.5 million. Deputy Chief Eric Mitchell says the three that will move to reserve status were purchased in the late 90s. He says the purchases provide immediate access to the most modern equipment.
You know, if we have an emergency callback, a big fire where we actually call back off-duty personnel, it gives them apparatus to staff to be able to respond to incidents. And then also, fire trucks are just like anything else. You know, they have to go in for routine type maintenance and other things. And so then our reserve fleet is used to fill in for those spots.
The fire department's reserve fleet even has a truck from 1962 that the city purchased in the 80s. Mitchell says it hasn't been used for several years and it never has been on the front line. He says the new trucks will take some time for a vendor to build. Mitchell says the department should have them by September. A state board has approved changes to Indiana's teacher licensing requirements, despite arguments from opponents that the new rules could hurt the quality of classroom instruction. The Indiana Board of Education voted 9-2 today in favor of the rule changes, supported by outgoing Republican State School Superintendent Tony Bennett. Incoming Superintendent Glenda Ritz had asked the board to delay action until after she takes office next month. The new rules make it easier for college graduates to obtain teacher licenses without completing teacher training programs. Supporters disagreed with claims they would hurt teacher quality and said local school districts would still control who they hire as teachers. Ritz defeated Bennett in last month's election after campaigning against many of the school changes he has pushed over the last few years. A federal lawsuit contends a Chicago area woman was wrongfully fired from her job because she has a prosthetic leg. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing a staffing company called Staffmark Investment and its client Sony Electronics. The lawsuit filed yesterday alleges they violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. EEOC officials say Staffmark hired Dorothy Shanks to inspect Sony televisions at a facility in Romeoville. The EEOC says Shanks did the job with no difficulty, but Staffmark removed her on her second day, saying she'd be put in a position that allowed her to sit. Federal investigators say she was never put on another job despite repeated calls asking for work. An attorney for Staffmark declined to comment on the lawsuit. A Sony Electronics executive says the lawsuit lacks merit. In sports, in men's college basketball, the Illini survived a spirited attack from Western Carolina's Catamounts last night at the Assembly Hall. Four Western Carolina players scored in double digits, led by Preston Ross with 17 and Brandon Boggs with 16 points. Illinois' Tracy Abrams led a late rally, and DJ Richardson hit back-to-back three-pointers to pull the Illini to a 72-64 victory. The Catamounts beat Illinois on the boards 41-34 and held the Illini to 40% shooting, including only 29% from three-point range. Abrams said he wasn't alarmed by the team's performance.
Just got to be positive every night. I mean, try to find ways to help your team win. Our identity is toughness and togetherness. We just got to remember our motto each time we go out. When we go play, we got to remember why we're there and what we're playing for.
The Illini and new head coach John Gross are now 9-0 for the year. It's the first time in over a century that a new Illini basketball coach won his first nine games. Fletcher Lane achieved the feat in 1908. Next up for the Illini, a weekend trip to Spokane, where they will face 10th-ranked Gonzaga on Saturday night. That game tips off at 9 o'clock Central Time. In the NBA tonight, the Chicago Bulls are on the road. They play Cleveland at 7 o'clock. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.